in studio now. I have Kevin Dennis, and he's from Raheny. And I just want to give a good morning to you first, Dennis. How are you?
Okay, good. Good morning, Noel.
Okay, what's it been like now since Bloom?
It's been great, actually, yeah. It's a great feel-good factor after the show. It was such a build-up to the job and such a heavy project to complete, the relief and the award has been great, yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Now, you do have a website, and Cityscape Gardener. .ie, is that it?
Yeah, that's it, Noel, yeah.
Okay. Now, how long have you been doing this? How did you get started?
I got started in this business in 2007. I was actually looking around for a change of career and I wanted to do something with my hands and become more creative. So I tried many different things at the time, from playing in bands, fitting kitchens, laying floors, all sorts of stuff. And when I did my own garden, then I found friends and family started asking would I do stuff for them, garden work. So I started doing garden projects and it just kind of came natural to me and I liked it. You know, it gave a lot back to me. I could use my creative side and I could use my practical side. And I turned it into a business, so I decided to just go full on at it. And 2007, I just went full-time gardening and I never looked back.
Okay, now you say when you talk about the practical side, that's fine, all right, but do you feel now that, okay, this is what I was meant to do? Do you find this to be something sort of latent within you that has sort of emerged?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think it fulfills that practical side in the sense that you do create something, you build something, you work outside, and at the end of the day, you can look back at it and enjoy it, you know?
Mm-hmm. What sort of gardens are we talking about?
Mainly the gardens that I would do would be in the Dublin domestic market. They're small to medium gardens.
Okay. So the ordinary three-bedroom house, yeah, with a small, yeah, garden at the back.
That would be it, yeah. It would really be about people's lifestyles. They have a garden that's not usable, and mm-hmm. that's when they call me.
Yes,
they do want to make it part of their life, a part of their home, and they need to kind of get somebody in to kind of put some shape on it, you know?
And what sort of expenses are we talking about? Is it expensive?
It can be, and but at the same time, it's all down to design and material choice that will drive the cost. So you can get an affordable garden for sure, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when you start looking at elements of higher materials and bigger features, that the cost will go up, but I think you'd almost know that yourself.
Yes, yeah,
by,
yeah.
By looking at the images and stuff that's going to go on there, you know.
But would you get people calling you up and saying, look, this is what I have, say, what would I say, 15 by 20, you say, you know, small enough. And he said, I have no idea what I could do with that, so, but I don't want it to be too expensive. Is that, could you work like that?
You can do, yeah, but I will give options. Mm-hmm. I will give options that say that, like, you know, if you want to drive the cost down, you're going to have to use this material or make a larger lawn or whatever it might mm-hmm. be. But the more detail you put in, the higher the cost will go. But I'd have to meet the client, see the garden, really, to be able to put a price on it. But
yeah.
I am flexible in that area.
Okay, no, they can afford it as well. And a lot of people going for maybe gardens as well, maybe a half and half, where they can grow stuff. And then maybe the leisure side of it, if it's big enough, of course. Have you come across that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, getting more plants into your life and into your garden is definitely a good thing. And, you know, you can incorporate veg beds and all sorts of stuff within that. And it's great for kids, of course. Like, if they grow up with their hands in the soil, it's only going to do them good.
Mm.
And I think the more plants that you can get in there, the better. Unfortunately, a lot of people are concerned about plants, you know, when they're not gardeners themselves. But I think by the fact that they're actually developing the garden within the family means that they are sowing the seed for their kids to become gardeners. I think that's the key.
Mm-hmm. And with the advent of Bloom now, we've been following it since it started, have people become more, I mean, it's getting like all the cookery programs now, you've got the Bloom and sort of other gardens. You always had a few, but now they're becoming more prominent. Have people become more interested in that sort of thing?
Oh, definitely, yeah. There's no doubt about it, yeah. I mean, Bloom is a huge success. It was on 106,000 people this year at the show,
mm-hmm.
which is great, you know. I mean, that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was over there. I go over there every year, as I was telling you before we came on air. I usually go over twice once to do interviews and that, but it was so busy this year. The garden was fantastic. I was watching the show as well. I follow the show, so I'll know what I'm talking about as well, because I'm no good at gardening at all.
Right.
What's the process of it anyway? I mean, when you first put in an application, I'm sure they have thousands of applications in to go on the show.
Yeah, they would have a lot of applications. The process starts last October. The deadline for the design application was October the 16th, 2013. So at that point, you have to have your garden drawn up. Well, you have to have your brief drawn up, your plan, all your ideas, and you put the application in, and then they go through that and they consider is it a good idea, mm-hmm. is it a good design, and they give you feedback on that.
Okay, now you would have known the show, obviously, wouldn't you? You know the way it worked and all like that. So you know the parameters. I think it's 5,000 you're given. So you knew the parameters of what sort of garden you would design. Is that the way it would? Yeah. The thinking would be.
Well. I actually went for the large. There's three different size gardens in there. There's a small, medium and large. So I went for the largest one I could get because I needed a large garden so I could explore new things, new ideas. But regarding the funding, I needed a sponsor to complete mm-hmm. I could not have done that garden without a sponsor.
Okay.
So there's a design aspect. Is the for the acceptance of the design is huge, and it's a great feeling when they actually mm-hmm. say, right, we want you in the show this year, it's great. Mm-hmm. But without the funding, you're not going there.
Yes, yeah. No, the way I was thinking about it, that, I mean, God forbid, but I wouldn't be able to do that. But if you sort of know the format of the show, you knew the sort of allowances that was there, and you say, well, okay, I'll get my design ready and put in the application, but I know I'd have to work within the parameters of 5,000. You know, that's the head, but was on top of that?
I think you might be thinking about the Super Garden. Or the
Super Garden, yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. That's the amateur show, but that's basically on the TV, that's the amateur.
Oh, garden. I see, okay.
They're given 5,000 to build a garden, okay. And the winner of that show will get to build a garden in bloom, but in the professional side where I'm working, the funding is up to yourself.
Okay. Well, I told you now nothing about gardening at the outset. How often have you been into Bloom then? You twice, I think you've won it, haven't you? Yeah, 2013, 2014.
In 2013, I did a garden and they were a friend of mine, a college friend, Michael Carroll, and we did a medium garden. And that was our first kind of toe in the pond to see what the whole thing was about. Mm-hmm. But then I decided to come back on my own and do a garden which was twice the size just to really take on the challenge and see what I could do.
Okay. And are you a member of the Raheny Business Association? Is that important? Well, or is that just to be part of the community?
Well, yeah, it's important to be part of the community, yeah, for sure, community.
Okay. Some of the people that would come along to you, is there anyone that's come along and said, look, I just can't do that? No, sorry, but I just can't do that. So outlandish the designs that they might have seen, and then maybe not realising the cost, and you'd say, well, first of all, it's going to cost that. But even if you had the money, it doesn't suit your garden. Can you be that blunt with people?
Well, I think when you meet people and go to their homes, you do get a feel for what they like to begin with. So you do form your own image of what type of garden would suit the client. So upon meeting them, listening to what they like, looking around the place, your vision becomes quite clear quite quickly. Mm-hmm. And if they present something like off the wall, well, you'll have to encourage it because maybe, you know, I could learn something from that too. But I might be able to change that around to suit, change the materials, colour schemes, plant schemes, and incorporate it all together. That's when the design process has to be ongoing, and it does evolve and change till eventually you'll get something that will suit everybody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you just said to yourself, 2007, I think you said, so 7 years, and probably was a latent vocation that you didn't realise you had. So are you sort of learning on the job as well?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, I've never worked for a landscape company, or I've always been self-employed, so I learned as I went along. But I had a desire to do so, and by reading books, and then I took on a degree at night to just kind of learn the science of horticulture and plants, just even for my own self-confidence as well, you know.
I'm just looking at the Association of Landscape Contractors of Ireland. Is that a breeze to just get in there, or do you have to have sort of credentials or, say, well, this is what I've done, so...
Yeah, well, the ALCI, they pride themselves on standards. They are a standards organisation, and you have to be of a certain standard to join it. So they will come and they will look at your work. They'll check out your insurance, your taxes, everything's above board mm-hmm. before they will let you become a member. So when you hire a member of the ALCI, you can be sure that the standards are high. Mm-hmm. So that's why I joined that, because I wanted to let people know you know, to encourage trust within for my work, so they could come along and see if you remember the
Is that before or after you won the awards?
Well, this was before. They actually they have award ceremony every year.
Okay.
So in 2010, then I started applying for awards. So I've won 5 awards with the LCI so far.
Yeah, and I was just wondering that if you hadn't had any awards and you're going to apply, do they go and inspect work you've done? They don't just take your word for it.
Oh no, they inspect it for sure. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to be open. You have to be confident about your work to let mm-hmm. people come and examine it, which I don't have a problem with at all.
Okay, and as I said at the outset, your company is cityscapegardener.ie. So things are going very well for you at the moment, Kevin.
Yeah, they're going good, yeah. There's a lot of interest in gardens. People are they consider the garden to be part of their home now. A landscape garden isn't what it used to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an extension of the home now.
Yeah, and people, of course, as I said, they're becoming more interested in it themselves. Do the people ask you for tips, or do they annoy you quite a lot?
Oh, well, you would. I mean, you have to, don't you?
And if you go to a party, like you like the doctor, you know, where do you go up and say, listen, I have a pain in my shoulder. Do they come and say, listen, I have this garden. Can you help me out in some way?
Sometimes they do, yeah, they do sometimes, yeah, but that's life.
Okay. But then things are busy. So is it a 7-day-a-week job as well?
Yeah, it's being self-employed and running your own business, it's kind of, yeah, it's 7 days a week, really. You're always thinking of something, yeah.
And in Ireland, is the weather much of an impediment? I mean, it's fabulous in the past couple of weeks, but overall, all year round, is there a time when you'll sort of say, well, look, it's nothing they can do? I know if it's raining quite a lot, but I mean, overall, is there a season that you can say, well, I've 3 weeks off here now?
Yeah, January, really.
Okay.
Say from Christmas to maybe mid-February, but I have to say I've done some of my best work in January, February. Like, Ireland isn't as bad as people think. You have to work outside to say, you know, really realise what the weather is day-to-day. You know, if Ireland was raining all the time, I wouldn't be building gardens full-time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad.
Okay, well, listen, congratulations on your winning the Bloom this year and the year before, and you'll be in it, I suppose, again next year, 2015 as well.
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay, yeah. Listen, thank you very much. That's Kevin Dennis, and he's the overall winner of Bloom in 2014, and the company is cityscapegardener.ie if you want to look. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thanks, Noel. Take your hands from her head. I get so mean.
There you go, the Joe Jackson, is she really going out with him? And I still have Kevin Dennison's studio, landscape gardener, and I just want to, I forgot to ask him actually about the concept of the special feature you had in the garden that did win Bloom this year. So explain that to me. It was more an environmental thing that you had, the concept of it as well, because it was purely your own.
Yeah, well, the garden was about urban greening. It was about cities, basically how to contribute to a cleaner environment in cities by contrasting the plants with the hard elements of a city. Mm-hmm. So we all love cities and we love what they're about. We all love nature, and you know, both being separate, one being hard and the other being totally natural. My concept was, like, how do we kind of encourage more nature in cities, mm-hmm. into our lives? And the two main points for that would be, one initially would have been for our own lives, because plants do actually promote relaxation. They reduce stress, and by getting out in the garden, you have the physical benefits also. So your body's getting fitter, your mind is clearer, and you're more relaxed. So that's mm-hmm. the initial impact that plants would have on our lives.
Yeah, I was just thinking there, it's in my brain at the moment, that the sad aspect of city life is because of parking. I notice even in communities, estates, a lot of front gardens are disappearing because people are having to put in driveways.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a sad part of it. That's a negative part of it.
No, you're very...
So are you talking about the mix? I have a sort of a mixture. I have into the left plenty of greenery, but I still have the driveway. But people sometimes get rid of the whole one. But they can do both.
Oh, they can do all that, yeah. But the theory of just thinking green, you know, it was a kind of more of a message, like a seed to be sown here, for people to think green, you know, and not kind of ignore plants. And the other element was a message to developers and architects for the future, because their cities are definitely going to grow. The hub of energy and growth is within cities. We reckon in the next 50 to 100 years, there are some cities will double in size, mm-hmm. and that's a lot of building and developing. So the message goes out to the developers and the architects that when you're building, you think green roofs, green walls, wrap these buildings in plants as they develop. So you're incorporating more nature. You're going to clean up the air, help reduce flooding. You know, all these. There's lots of strong elements here. Mm. So that was the theme for the garden.
And I suppose what's a possibility, but I don't know how feasible it would be. Flat roofs, gardens even on the roofs.
Well, that's it, yeah. Flat roofs. The plants on roofs, they will absorb water. So that it stops the water running down the drain pipe, basically, and filling up the air drainage system. Mm. So for every green roof you put on, that's absorption.
Yeah.
There's also a thing called the heat island effect, where all air dark roofs are all absorbing heat during the day. That gets released at night and adds to global warming, where the plants stop that. So that was the theme behind the garden going forward. So I decided to pick up all the city elements to create my garden to have that kind of urban edge, mm-hmm. and I brought the plants into, against that. So what I did was I used graffiti, which has never been used in Bloom before, on two of the large walls. So we had big, full-on, heavy-duty graffiti, which was quite artistic. We had steel sculptures representing industry, and we had a lot of concrete in there. Mm-hmm. Well, not as you know it, as the usual grey,
yes, yeah.
But it was white concrete. And then when we completed that, it did have that kind of city. It felt like I was in a part of the city when mm-hmm. we built that, you know?
Yes, yeah.
But when we brought the plants in and the trees, it just did what it was supposed to do. Totally softened the whole area, mm. brought it to life. We put the green roofs in, the green walls, and it just came together lovely. Yeah,
mm. It shows the marriage of both, really.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and the car was there too, and showing how the car can merge in with greenery as well.
Yeah,
which was well, that's what I was saying about it. A lot of people are keeping half and half, so that's good.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you mentioned flooding there, and I imagine if everybody sort of completely paved in all the driveways, that doesn't help with the flooding, because you need something to absorb the water.
Yeah, well, gravel is a better option.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, listen, again, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us. That's Kevin Dennis, overall winner at Bloom 2014. You can look up cityscapegardener.ie. Thank you very much for coming in again, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Noel.
Okay.